Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Shadow, and I have got a guest in the studio. And if you are basically a person who knows music in the 2000s into now, you know who Afro Man is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by and chatting with me. So we just recently found out that you are recording an album here in Springfield.
Yes.
What made you choose Springfield?
I got high. La, da, 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 da. Me and Bart Simpson was medicating.
We all know that this is the true Simpson Springfield.
Right. There's several of them.
Yes, but this one is the true one.
Yes, yes.
So
the other ones don't count. Those are like parody Springfields.
Exactly.
Like the Springfield, Massachusetts. Like, get out of here, dude. Like, nobody heard of you, you know? Or Springfield, Illinois. Like, what a decoy. You know what I'm saying?
We
like,
actually have radio stations in Springfield, Illinois, too.
Okay. So. But yeah, the Springfield, Missouri. Those are, you know, that's like another Las Vegas. It's like, no. Or another Cincinnati or something like that.
Yeah.
This is the OG. It's the OG Springfield.
So you're recording here. I didn't even know we had like the capability of having a recording studio that was up to par.
Yes. I got Josh. He's helping out my career a whole lot. He has a guy here named Kevin Gates. He makes a lot of instrumentals and he produces a lot of tracks. And then Kid Lennon is around here somewhere around the Hartville, Springfield area and everything. So it's looked like I got some strong support in this area.
That's, so are you living here then while you record or?
Yeah, I'm staying in a hotel and everything, but I'm here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How long will that take? How long will you be here in Springfield?
I've been here this week, you know what I mean? But it's nothing, you know, to come back, you know. I've been here this week, and I came out another time. You know, we recorded another time, like, like a week, you know what I'm saying? So, it's work.
Yeah, it's work. Yeah, you're right. It's like, work. Traveling for work or whatnot. Where are you originally from?
I'm from L.A.
Okay. Oh, I had a question in my brain, and then it just went away.
And then you got high.
I'm more into edibles. anywho, all right, so you got your new song out. Obviously, like, we're a rock station. We don't really play rap or hip-hop, but Church Jams is out. Is that going to be your first single to radio then?
You know, I don't know. You know, I'll talk with everybody and figure out what they think is the best move. It's actually called When Life Gets Hard.
Okay.
The guy, Kevin was engineering, so that's what he came up with when he was typing the email. He just typed it on the email. But it's actually called When Time Gets Hard. And, whatever everybody thinks, you know, they say two heads is better than one and all that kind of stuff. So I'll talk to everybody and see what they want to put out there.
And you're playing a show this weekend, too.
Yes.
Tomorrow, on my birthday, just FYI.
Out there for your birthday. Let me sing happy birthday to
Poplar
you.
Poplar Bluff. I didn't even know. They were like, Poplar Bluff Amphitheater. I was like, Poplar Bluff has an amphitheater? I didn't even know that. I've never been, but we do have somebody in the building who's from there. But are you playing with anybody? Or, like, what's the deal with the show tomorrow night?
Yes, Kid Lennon's going to be there. Who else is going to be there? Purple Hearts. Purple Hearts is going to be there.
Cool. All right. I thought it would be fun because right now Q102 is in our No Christmas Music Guarantee where we promise not to play Christmas music. But since you're here and I just happen to have a cover that you didn't even know about, you didn't know that Bob Rivers had did this cover of your song.
No.
And he's calling it Because I Got High.
All right.
So we're going to toss that in right now. I'll get my winner at 447-1021. And I know there was another question I wanted to ask you, and I don't know why it completely... Well, I know why it slipped my brain, but... But I appreciate you coming in, and, like, good luck with the album and all that and the show tomorrow night, and we hope to see you eating cashew chicken somewhere here in Springfield.
Hey, amen, amen.